The FDIC regulates almost 5,000 banks, and while the deposits are safe, not all of those banks are. The FDIC now has just over 700 institutions on its problem bank list. FDIC Chair Sheila Bair joins us. And first, for the sector of the banking industry that you regulate or that you insure, how bad is it?
Well, I think it's going to be difficult this year. We had 140 bank failures last year, and we think there will be more bank failures this year. However, we have almost 8,000 insured depository institutions out there. Most of them are profitable, well-capitalized, and doing fine. So there are some challenges in the banking sector right now, but it's still a small percentage of banks overall, and certainly as compared to the previous crisis that hit the banks, the S&L crisis, it's nowhere close to where we were there. So,
but when you say 140 went under last year and more this year, do you mean just more or more than 140 like this?
It'd be more than 140. We don't make predictions generally, but I'll give you a range. The peak year for the S&L crisis, I believe about 530 banks closed in 1989. We won't be anywhere close to that.